Blog Talk Radio.
It's indeed a pleasure to introduce and come and present to others the host with the most, Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith. They call him Coach, call him Doc, call him the Love Guru. Without further ado, let's present Dr. Low. Make it do what it do.
It's like we're running a race with the habit hand.
Damn, do I live like you?
Steady watching the freaks, watching what they get.
Hey, good work.
The gun no night, can I get up every morning?
Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, I'm so happy to be on this wonderful Wednesday. Today, as many people say, this is truly an opportunity to focus on our show, which is Tell the Truth, Prime Time. It is a chance to look at some of our life issues and what's going on. We want you to be a part of the show by calling in. The call-in number is 347-877-4192. Press 1. Make sure you get identified in the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone. Actually, your location is with Levine, along with myself as a co-host and a producer tonight, and we just focus on life issues. Truly, when we're doing this program, we want you to tell the truth. You might have to show the truth. I said, yeah, that would be awesome. So having a total of 15 shows now, and on the 27th of this month, we'll be excited to say we've been, I'm going to tell you, broadcasting for 6 years. See how God has blessed us? So we're so happy. If you want to check us out on the web link is blogtalkradio.com. And sometimes I get that shot in the head and I kind of forget what I need to forget. WBSW Internet Talk Radio. Again, that's the web link you can Google. All you got to do is type in WBSW Radio Blog Talk and it'll populate it for it. But it is WBSW Internet Talk Radio. You can tweet the show at Lisa Farrell with the number 2, at WBSW Radio, at Zeta Phi Sigma with underscore 10, and at Lorenzo D. Smith 15. And on Instagram, we're using two devices tonight, and the first device is truly an opportunity for you to get the word out through President Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith. That was a Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma chapter of Greenville, Alabama. We're working with them, and they allow us to broadcast through their Instagram account. That's Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. And also, we have at Lisa F. Levine, LCSW. So we're so glad to have her information available. So you can check her out. If you're friends with her, you can go and join and be a part of it. And I see her about to join us in a few minutes. I brought her on, and she'll get up. Right now, she's trying to connect. But I hear now I know she's here with us. We want you to truly, truly be a part of this by focusing on we have you live. Focusing on being interactive. This is all about being interactive. And we're also link that we're using, but it's basically where we're communicating from. So we truly want to let you know that's always available. We have to get in advance. We can't wait for the show's going on to make sure. If you want to check us out on demand, we have on demand episodes. You can go to Facebook, Blog Talk Radio, which is WBSW Radio, along with LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr Live, as well as if you wanted to watch the show on Facebook, like what we're doing tonight, you'll be able to check it out in this live broadcast at facebook.com/DRL D'Alberto Smith. And facebook.com/LisaFarrell. So we have many opportunities for you to communicate with us, and we're glad you're being a part of it. Now, WSW Radio, the internet station, we're number one, have listeners and watchers in 40 countries. And we always focus on, I want to say, the Western Hemisphere. We always focus on the United States being our home base, the Canada to the north, and we're South American continent. But on the South American continent, who's glad to get this group listening in Brazil. So if you go to Brazil and you say, well, I want to check you have radio, you have the capability to do that. So it's all over the world, and we're really excited about it. Also, we have what we call our giveaways, WBSW Radio giveaways, and I have to talk about it because we're trying to do many things. We have books that we're giving away. We got gas. We have food vouchers. We have gift cards. We have trips where we pay for the hotel, extending from Atlanta to Cancun, Mexico, in Hawaii, coming up into Las Vegas, the Grand Canyon, Nashville, New Orleans, and we have expanded. This is our month that we're going to start giving away some more of our trips. And we have two trips planned, when you will say, over on the continent of Europe, along with the, in the Middle East. And you have a trip, which will be 5 nights. 6 days to Dubai. We're excited about that one, along with a 5-night, 6-day to Paris, France. Now, what we're going to do now, let me let you know, we're going to pay for your, you know, hotel stay, guys. You have to work out how you're going to get there, but you have to activate. You have 18 months to take advantage of that trip. So truly, truly, we want you to take advantage of all what we have. Now, the books we have, we try to make sure when we have authors coming on, we share and purchase our books so you can receive one free. All we ask you to send your name. Sound interested in getting one of the books from Trey Johnson called Family Scars. And another one is How to Climb the Mountain of Financial Aid. Also, we have our co-hosts have a book, Scarlet. We have from Sarah Scarlet Black, Harvey Black, and I wanted to make sure Harvey, and she has one dealer registered in the Little Red House, Red Schoolhouse, and that's one she wrote herself about her life as a principal dating back during the 70s, early 70s and late 60s. As well as we have Nicole, she have an awesome book that we work on as Nicole Ed Brown. It's called Who Do You Love? A Clean Cut Version of It. So we have several books we'll be handing out. So we want you to be a part of this. And without further ado, I want to truly, truly give our host with the most a glamorous introduction. I always talk about how individuals who taking time to be a part of this. You know, I met her through one of my family members, first cousin up in the state of Ohio. And she said, well, I have somebody who would love to come on to your show and talk to several people. And since that's been about 5 years ago, and she's still with us. And we're so glad that she was able to do that. You know, I have a promo already booted up and ready to go, but, you know, sometimes I just like to do it myself. And I like to do it like this. She hails from the great state of Ohio. As far as north you can get, up 71 before you enter Canada, is called Cleveland, Ohio, known for the dog pound. And truly, she decided to leave Cleveland and move to the southern peninsula of Florida, as far as south you can get, unless you're in the Keys. So you see, so close to it, she can throw three rocks at it and hit anybody she wants to hit. She's a licensed clinical social worker. She's a business owner. She owns a yoga studio. And she's also doing pet sitting. She's doing a lot of things that I'm so proud of.
Thank you.
I'm so happy that she's with us. And, you know, she's the one I can talk with. She talked with me. She talked with the other cast. And it's truly an awesome opportunity. Without further ado, I call her my friend, my family, none other than Lisa F. Levine. How you doing, Lisa?
Dr. Mo, how are you?
I'm blessed. I'm going to say it that way. So thankful to be above ground, then underground. I'm that excited tonight. So we're going to have an awesome show tonight, Lisa. You know, we're going to make it do what it do. Because our title allows us to do what the title of the show tonight. Can't we all get along? You know, this it's going on about 20-something plus years since this statement was made and went all over broadcast and went viral at the time. The way we used viral was getting it out, the news to the wire service. And it was Rodney King. And he said, can't we all just get along? Why do we have to fuss? Why do we got to fight? So tonight I wanted to make sure we talk about that because there are some issues in our world today that makes us seem like we can't get along. It's one thing I noticed, we can't get along, but we just stay away from each other. Divisive, but sometimes it's better to be away from people than to be up trying to make them notice who you are. So the truth of this matter, we ask you to think about that title. We want you to be able to respond. We have joining us already, Stacey Love. Thank you, Stacey Love, for joining us. You're actually the first one on Facebook. We have several others on Tumblr Live. And I forgot to mention that. See, we'll be in broadcast on Tumblr Live. This is about my 7 or 8 show where we're using Tumblr Live. And we want to give a shout-out to several individuals. But to connect with us and follow me, especially on Tumblr Live, you have to do Dr. Lowe Smith Blog. Dr. Lowe Smith Blog Talk. You can get us on Tumblr and you can be a part just like the many others we have here. We have Starfest 798. We have Dallas JS Blog. Those two are joining us. Others are still joining. I can see we have a 4 on Facebook, but I don't have her name. You can say hello. You can holler at us. We good to see you. We want to talk with you as well. So, Lisa. Let's make this happen now. It's all about our title, Can We Just Get Along? And I want to kind of open it up.
It's uncut.
Yeah.
It's uncut.
How are you? But it got to be.
I'm in the mood.
Hey, it got to be the clean version. It's uncut. So what we're going to do, we're going to talk about it. But I want to just take that title. And I just want you to speak from your heart. Just like I'm going to do the same thing. And I want you all that are joining us to think about it. Can we all just get along? What is going on while we can't get along? It's easy to blame others for what goes on. But can you check yourself? What part are you playing with it? Can you say that and say, can we all get along? Because I'm going to do my part because we all are accountable for our actions. Our host with the most, Lisa.
Where to start? Social media, personality differences, politics, huge right now, political views, disconnection, disagreements, I'm right, you're not. Everybody thinks they're right. I think that's a huge problem. Rather than being respectful towards one another. I feel like there's a lot of control issues. We're trying to control people to change their way of thinking. You know, I have an opinion, Dr. Lowe. You have an opinion, Dr. Lowe. And I respect, I learn a lot from you. I always tell you, Dr. Lowe, and Scarlett, too, you know, we should, we're lacking that. I think because we disagree with what people are saying, we're real quick to boom. I think part of it, too, is you're an educator. I don't know if I want to say I'm an educator, but part of my yoga program, I do educate you see what I teach them. I mean, they're unbelievable, and my kids are amazing, and I learn so much from them. But I think it's always been an issue, but I think since 2020, it's gotten worse about people being disconnected. There's very little problem resolution. And I think it's okay to have differing of opinions, but it's not okay when you're telling somebody how to feel. And I think there's a lack of empathy. I think there's a lack of morals and values and ethics and concern for other people. For some reason this week, it's only Wednesday. It's been a rough week for a lot of people. I know resuming school has been very difficult. I'm blessed, though, that I get to work in great schools, and we all get along, and we work on finding solutions, because there's been a lot of changes, and I've met some great parents. I kind of feel like my circle with that is connected. Like we all kind of are trying to work together here, and I think that's what's missing. You know, you can, but you're going to push people away by treating them like they don't matter, or why can't it's something I say to the kids all the time when they say so-and-so, you know how kids are, and then they go right back to being friends. But I say to them, do you think I care what people think about me? And they almost shake, they say no. And I said, no, I don't. But I said, I used to. I used to get really sad and upset when people made me feel bad. And I think that's a big part of it. I'm not going to be your friend. I'm not talking to you anymore. I don't like what you're saying. And I actually had a disagreement. I don't usually do this, but I had a disagreement with somebody, and I been quiet for a while, but I felt like I needed to say my opinion. I wasn't disrespectful. My parents didn't raise me that way. But we're all entitled to our opinions, but we also need to learn how to get along with having differences. Does that make sense? Like, that even though sense. We think different, it's not a good thing. And on a mental health level right now, good, and there's not enough services out there. I think a lot of people have burnout, but we're not cooperating together. You know, we're not trying to, it's disconnected. And I posted a little bit about it yesterday, but one of my kids, and I've known her, this will be my third year, and I know my kids, she just looks so sad. And I said, what's going on? You haven't seemed, you know, you seem so sad since, you know, school started. And she just looked at me and she's like, Miss Lee, something's the same. Everything's different. And I didn't put in my post everything she said, but I started talking to like a 30-year-old or a 40-year-old even. And she said, people don't get along. Nobody's nice anymore. And she said, since 2020, and I didn't put 2020 in the post, but she said, since 2020, Miss Lisa, everything's different. And this is what got me. And she was hugging me and she said, is everything going to be okay? Are we going to be back to how we were? Are we going to be getting along? Dr. Lowe, I was taken so far back. She's only in third grade. And she sees it, and I was hugging her, and I said, you know, some of us, and I said, all of us at your school, we are here to work together to try to make things as comfortable and as pleasant and as happy, as positive of an environment as we can. That was my answer.
Okay.
And then I said, go grab an extra chocolate and don't tell anybody that I gave you one.
Yeah,
so she was happy, but she... And she smiled at me and she said, you know, I love you, Miss Lisa. Thank you, you know, to teach us. And it just kind of hit me. Of course, I got to the car and I was like crying. You know me, I get sad when I hear things like that, because I don't want these kids looking at us like we don't, you know what I mean? Like, that's pretty profound. She's observing in general, you know, and they're on social media. I don't think she is, but they hear things, and it was just made me really sad to know. And I just want them to be kids and just do the best they can to get through. But it was a very, like, intense conversation. Not intense, but I felt like with a third grader, but I always encourage them to talk about their feelings. And, you know, I let the director know, because we work together. We want the kids to feel good. Yeah. And if they're not feeling good, we want to help them to feel good. Now, wouldn't it be great, Dr. Lowe, if the grown-ups could be?
It would be super, but it's something, Lisa, you said earlier, and I'm going to kind of put, I'm going to take it, but these are three things in the evenings I want everybody to keep in mind when we're going through this period where can we all get along. We need to be in a place so we're able to educate and accept the education from another that may have more wisdom than you have, just might even be younger than you are, less wisdom. We have to be able to enlighten. Those are some things that we need to, we're in a time that we need to be able to educate each other and not feel like someone stepping on your toes that you got to cancel them out. We have to be able to enlighten individuals, and then we should be able to entertain and feel comfortable with one another. See, our title tonight is Can We All Get Along? And it's about thinking about where we were before the pandemic. For all of the 2010, we was at crisis. People don't believe we was. We was at crisis. Mm-hmm. That was a crisis stage we was at. It wasn't just because we got to the last 4 years of the 10. It was because when we went into 2010, there were some things going on that we saw individuals not capable of having empathy for one another. And they refused to have empathy for the other person. We saw people, and I was listening to what you said. I put this, and I said mirror. And I said, first, the M, and I like doing acronyms now, morals. What happened to morals? The way people dress and the way people do things now tells you that morals is almost out of the one. I'll give you a prime example. We had an event, and it was supposed to be a semi-formal to formal event. And we know, we always say semi-formal is church wear, but then that was the wrong thing to say. Because people come to church with skirts split all the way up to their groin area. The skirt church with blue jeans. They come. I'm just saying they'll lead your suit. I was understanding that. But it was still where we said, semi-formal. Well, at least put your suit on like you're going to church and put you a nice dress on.
Dress appropriately.
Dress appropriate. And it was. We put on the flyer, said dress to impress. And I guess for some people, if I got that coming all the way up there, or I got this outfit where my cheeks are out and everything, but they're covered, but they are like clear. It's so wild. So morals is something our compass is off task with. And it's leading to where we are, and it's affecting our young people. What Lisa said about that third grader, it's something I've been pressing on all of my shows dealing with supporting and building boys to be impactful men. We have to get along. They're so impressionable, especially boys in the third and fourth grade. So if your girls in third or fourth grade are seeing things like this, how are we preparing them for the future? We're not preparing them things together. The next thing that mirror I say is the E, which is ethics. We have lost all accountability with ethics, whether it's work ethics, whether it's social ethics, whatever ethics financial ethics, whatever it is, we are not to be held accountable. We want to be the victim in every case. You have to step up and do what's right. So please keep that in mind. The ethics is important to look back about 2020 when we went in, closed in, and shut down. We started talking to each other in our and we started really finding out who we because we could not share that with people that we were normal because of what we're gonna get back in. We're gonna get back.
Recording in progress.
And I see Lisa's trying to rejoin us. Okay. Meet Lisa in. Because I got two versions of me up there. Ha, ha, ha. We about to come back. So you have to keep that in mind. Empathy. We have to have that. Disagreements. We're going to have disagreements. It's nothing you can do about it. It's how you respond from the disagreement. Lisa, what I did, I kind of broke down.
What did I miss?
I just gave so you mentioned these things, and I just put it in acronyms. The M with moral, the E with ethics, the R with respect, the other E with empathy. And then I talked about disrespect. And I was just getting on disrespect.
Mm-hmm.
See, things are not the same, but it truly is the same. Is whether we have grown or matured to accept what's going on. And that's one of the things we do. Let me give a shout out to several people joining us, and Lisa will get back on. There's several people joining. We have Fred Scipio joining us, a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. Thank you so much for joining us. We have, it looked like Sharon Fadigan. That's what it looks like. I got a glare. So I'm working with you. Thank you so much. The hands of prayer and a big heart. Thank you so much, Flanagan, for joining us. And I know exactly who that is. Then we have Lisa Fair herself. We all froze up, she said, but now we loose. The Fairmont State. The Fairmont State Zetas. Member of Zeta by Davis Royalty Incorporated. ZQ Power Dash Block is joining us. We have Starish 798 joining us, along with Ivan from the Gundalaria is joining us. See these names, if we work on it, I do my best to try to make sure. So Lisa, we just gonna take this opportunity and we got to continue where we are able to pay some bills and I'll let you catch a breath, but I got to pay a bill. We got to have that outlet. We've been able to pay the bill. That's right, hard work. Check out L&T, Starworth Lawn Service, LLC, the manicure expert in South Central Alabama. For more information, call Mr. Tony Starworth at 334-300-7401. Again, that's 334-300-7401. Or just go to Facebook and check out Anthony Stallworth. DM Anthony and he can connect with you. So we look forward to making it do what it do. I give a shout out to L&T Starworth Lawn Service in South Central Alabama, along with Southeastern Alabama. He works down to the southern border south, close to Florida, and he do some awesome lawn services, lawn manicures, he called himself. And I give him a shout out. You can check him out on Facebook, Anthony Starworth, or call him at 300. Let me go back it up, 334-300-7401. So give them a shout out, give them a call, and we thank them for supporting what we're trying to do here. So Lisa, as we was talking about, I was breaking down what you shared in regards, and I just created an acronym, and I just said MERED, that's what it is, and that's MERED, and we truly got to look at those things. How your morals, think about your morals. How about your ethics, your work ethic, your relationship? Because you do have an ethic when you're dealing with people too well. How's your respect? So you have that. What respect do you have? You have to have respect for yourself, called self-respect, before you can try to expand it to someone else. But if you don't know that person and you had no encounter, there's no reason for you to be disrespectful to that person when you don't know them. See, so we have to keep that in mind. Empathy is important, and disagreement. So at least as we move forward with this, you and said several things about why everyone can't get along. We just can't. We all just get along. But one of the things, least I want to add is ego.
Oh,
one
yeah.
The biggest thing
I forgot about that one.
People have egos, and they want their ego stroked.
Yeah.
And if you don't stroke their ego, they will attempt to cancel you out.
Of course, or put you down or make you feel bad or try to change you. People with egos, from my experience, usually make you feel bad. They try to change you. You can't change people. You can only change your response or your interactions with that person. And I think ego, something I learned in yoga teacher training, of all the things I took out was ego. And what do you think most of these, a lot of these individuals that are in the same field as me, they all have egos.
Yeah.
And that's why I honestly, when people, I mean, today I did something amazing, which I wanted to tell you.
Okay.
I did chair yoga with elderly women in Pompano.
Oh, okay, great.
They loved me, which is good, because Michelle for a while, and you know, Miss Michelle was great, but yeah, it was rewarding. I wasn't sure how I would, you know, but it was nice, you know, being with the ladies and listening to them. And, you know, you learn a lot. You learn a lot. Just in that 45 minutes I was there, I was listening. But for some reason in certain fields, I don't know what makes somebody think they're better than, but that's why I don't deal with yoga studios, and I don't have a dislike or a disrespect. It's just my own. I'd rather be in the schools with the kids and learning. I've met like amazing parents. I just feel like, yeah, it's an egocentric. And there's certain fields that I think are egocentric, or the certain person in that field maybe that's egocentric.
Exactly. But
when you have an ego, you can stay as clear and far away from, you know, some of us, because that's not what we practice. And, you know, the other thing is compassion, non-judgment. We don't have to agree on everything.
Yes.
But you still have to bring your ego down. Use your ears, you know, listen. You know, I try to always listen to things, you know, people come in, because I might learn something from it. But yeah, you're right. Ego is a huge problem.
Yes, ma'am.
Ego, and I know more than you. I know more, and that's not, those are not messages. And our kids are picking up on it, which is really bothersome. Because they see it. They see it on the social media, and they hear it, and
your opinion don't trump
someone
else. A lot of times, that's why I think your ego come in. You think your opinion trump everybody else's opinion. And I think that's one of the reasons why we're at odds and fighting with one another, because people are in positions that carry what we call power, are putting their opinions out there, and they want everybody to go along with it. But see, everybody's not going to go along with your opinion. It has. Yeah. They have the ability. One thing at least I always share with individuals is, regardless how you see me and think I should do one thing, I'm not going to do the direction you want to go until I investigate to see. My mind, I'm an observant person, I'm analytical, And I need to see and study and research what you're talking about. I can't just go along because you said
I'm like
with the
yeah.
majority.
I do that too.
I can't do that because I have an opinion myself. My problem now is that our division comes because no one wants you to share your opinion. If it ain't like them.
Not, especially down here. You got to watch every single thing. And I was always to watch what you say when you're on the show. And I'm kind of to the point where I'm not saying anything that's wrong.
Nope.
I'm seeing things that are very upsetting to me. And I think I mentioned when I was in, when we went to Chicago and I kind of got back and I got in funk and my one friend said, I think you're homesick because I didn't grow up around this. I don't have friends that are, I'm not saying my friends here are like that, but I'm not accustomed to what's going on here. Why were three black men killed in Jacksonville? Because a white man didn't like them. You know, when I heard it and someone said it, Dr. Lowe, I can't even look this up.
Exactly.
I can't read it. I don't want to see a video. We're all different. And not all white people are bad. Not all black people are bad. Not all Jewish people. Not all. You guys got to remove these things from your mind and give people a chance and understand if the person that's causing an issue, you know, and I find it offensive, a black male, blah, 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 but when it's someone white, it's just a male. Like, there's no need for all that. Like, figure out what is going on. If you want to hate people and walk around, hatred and anger cause inflammation and stress and anxiety in your body.
Sure do.
And it's very unhealthy, and we're not all going to agree on it, but I have my opinions about it. And, you know, I work a lot with black males, and that's been the basis of my career for 3 years. But I learn a lot. And let me tell you guys something. They have feelings, too. They go through things too, and don't think that everybody's bad. Not all black men are bad. People need to learn to just be more accepting and say, oh, that was just the person that did it. There's women that are bad. There's white, black, Korean. I look at the person and what they've done.
Exactly.
I don't sit there and say, well, it's a black, it's a female, it's a male, it's the person and what's the solution, what caused it and what triggered it. And how do we figure that out? And that's where we're missing things. Because everybody's in an argument on what to do to resolve things.
Exactly.
That's a huge problem.
And it's to the point where we're getting to the point where we're even separating ourselves more and more due to the blind beliefs, whatever their truth is, and it's coming to the point where it's a separation, and it's getting wider and wider. It's not where we're coming together. That's why I said we're divided, not on a political stand, but then sometimes on gender, on race. We're being tugged so many different ways, and our title is can't we just all get along? Or can't we all just get along? Can't we just get along?
Exactly.
But we have to remember there's a group on each and every side. But sure, be kind. Be kind.
If anyone wants a be kind bag, we will make one for you.
And that's awesome.
And then I will be your friend. And Jody Chester, who's Jody Adino, I'm sorry, Jody in Cleveland. I'll get these made, anyone who wants them, and I have shirts that say I will be your friend on it, because I think that's important if we send these messages out there.
Exactly. So it's truly, you got an opportunity to share your thoughts. We want you to be a part of the show by calling in. The call-in number, truly thank you. I see some people adding. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. That's 347-857-4192. Press 1. Make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell. Actually, your location, you'll chat with Dr. Louisa D. Smith as a co-host and a host with the most, Lisa Levine. We have several people joining us, Lisa, and I want to give a shout-out to them. That's Johnson_Rose0001. Thank you, Rose Johnson, for joining us, along with Anita Brooks, 63. Thank you for joining us as well. I see what you have. I need to say accept my request. Hold on 1 second. I will. Want to give a shout out to Manzu Regalia. Join us also. I'm trying to see if anyone added over here in regards to this. I'm going to give the individual who didn't call in, but their own Instagram, and they want to share some thoughts. That's Anita Brooks, and we'll allow her to do it. And let me bring her into, bring her alive if she's willing to accept, and she can be a part of the discussion or share her thoughts on it. And as soon as she's able to connect with us, that's Anita Brooks. And at least as we move forward, we got to continue on our topic. And our topic is so important. Can't we just get along? And I see Anita is now joining us. Anita, thank you for taking the opportunity to join this show, because it's Tell the Truth prime time. She was, and she stepped out. But that's all right, Lisa. We're going to get her. We're going to get it. We're going to get it. We got A-Town
down. I want my friend Ed to give his. I have a friend. I want him to jump in.
Okay. All right. So
he's like, I mean, he's very, pro what we're doing.
Yeah.
And I think it needs to be discussed more, because things are probably going to get worse before they get better.
Yeah.
And you don't want to be at odds with people right now.
Exactly.
You want to try to connect with people, and you don't, and I always say this, you don't know what somebody's walking into a room with. Be mindful of that. Don't jump on people. If someone's in a bad mood, like, figure out, what's going on here. This is a big problem right now.
Exactly. And we have to kind of look at it and say we can always get along if we really have our minds open. And we want you to, again, be a part of the show by joining us on Facebook. That's facebook.com/ Lisa Farrell. Then you also have us being able to join us, facebook.com/, and that's myself, Dr. L. D'Alberto Smith. And on Instagram, we have two devices, President Dr. Louisa D. Smith. And we also have Lisa Rowland as well with her. So we want to make sure we give her a shout out as well in regards to at Lisa F. Levine, LCSW. Then we have Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10, Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, join us as well. We got T3_, y'all dig. Thank you so much for joining us. Lisa, we're going to kind of move our agenda and the topics of discussion. We want to move down to dealing with different people. I think it's real important that we share some skills. See, there are some effective skills for getting along with difficult people. See, most of the time, difficult people you encounter on your job, difficult people you encounter when you're out, trying to sell things and you're a car salesman, you're at the grocery store, you're always going to run. And we have to keep in mind that we still have to live with one another. So we need to have those skills. But you can't have that skill until you understand difficult people make deal with them less frustrating. See, to understand difficult people make it easy to deal with them. That's all it's saying. How do you understand? Do you just accept your mind, this person is going to be difficult no matter what I say, what I do, they still going to be, no, I'm not going to do it. I will do it. So they're difficult people. So you try to have a strategy. What strategy that you would like to use, we're going to share some to help you better handle. See, you know that they said better handle difficult people? Because you have to have some way to handle those people. Because they can be out of control. They don't always mean it's adults. They don't always mean it's children. They don't always mean it's a man. Or they always mean it's a woman. It's difficult people. We don't even try to put anything on them and just say, you are difficult to get along. But that don't mean we can't get along. So, Lisa, what are some things that, for example, on the job or at school, when we're dealing with difficult people, how do we work to make it through a day and use what strategies to be successful with those difficult people so your day can go smooth? What can you do?
One thing I do, I listen. I do a lot of okay. I validate. I don't say much when I'm dealing with a difficult person, to be honest with you. Like, I say very, very little. I do more. I might say, that's an interesting point of view. Thank you for sharing that with me. Or, you know, I try to keep it non-judgmental, non-confrontational. I'll end things quickly. I might end a conversation. You can end a conversation quickly. Because difficult people, a lot of times they have personality disorders or issues. You know, you can't rationalize with a narcissist or a borderline or people that have symptoms of it or people who think know-it-all. That drives me crazy sometimes. Like, and I have to... I practice mindfulness, like, because there's something I learned years ago. It goes in one ear and out the other. Luckily, I don't have, like I say, my schools, we don't have that at all. Like, we're very connected, very respectful. But when I have had to encounter or had somebody yell at me, which I don't like being yelled at or told what to do always, like, I think things like that, that's being confrontational with somebody. So sometimes I might even say to people, it seems like you're really upset right now, or maybe, you know, we need to take a break, or maybe you need some space. It's just all in your approach, but yelling at someone and telling them they're wrong or name calling, that's going to get you nowhere.
Exactly.
Because you're always, you know what, Dr. Lo, you're always going to have like that one family member or two family members, right?
Right.
And they're difficult and they want to cause conflict. And I think sometimes, too, that's all some people know is conflict. Like, they're in chaos. They're always in chaos. Like, they don't know how to function outside of it. You take a person that's been... Okay, an abused woman. You take her out in an abusive relationship, you put her in a healthy one, she doesn't know what to do.
Nope.
People don't know what to do. And when you're dealing with stuff like that, it's gotta just be careful about what you say. And if you are going to have a conversation with somebody who is difficult and you think it might turn like confrontational, make sure you're in a public, neutral space.
Yeah.
Don't be at somebody's home. Don't press somebody. Sometimes it's good to end conversations. I think there's a lot of different ways you can approach it without making somebody feel bad, because obviously when someone's being difficult, I always say there's a reason behind it.
Exactly.
Whether upbringing or they're angry, right?
There's some things going on with them. And Lisa said a couple of things, and I'm just going to jump back and kind of put it in a sense that she said it so elegant. I just want to just say, don't react. See, when a person is difficult, even if they're a person just you run across, you're going in a store, and I'll give you an example the other day, Lisa. I was coming out of a store, and you know, you catch a glimpse of somebody to your left coming real fast, and you already going hide and alert. So as I was walking, the person started coming real fast, like the person was trying to catch me before I get in my car. So I don't know what he's trying to do. Instead of me reacting in a way that some folks may react, I just turned around and I looked at him and I said, "Can I help you?" "Oh, I ain't mean to startle you, guy." But I you know, went on with whatever speech he had. I said, "One of the problems I have with what you're doing," and I try to explain it to him, that when you walk up on people fast like that, we don't know where you're coming from, what you're trying to do. So how you react is really important. Don't go to the point, man, because you don't know where this going to go, and you got to be able to not to overreact to it. Another thing you said, Lisa, is when you're dealing with difficult people, treat that person with kindness. Well, you know, I always say kindness will kill anybody. Treat them with respect. I can remember, Lisa, I go back a long time, but I think about I worked with my dad. My dad has a cleaning service, and I worked when I was in high school. And I can remember on Saturdays, Sundays, he used to take us out when you do these large buildings. He was doing restaurants by the old McCoffey Mill Crystals. You heard of Crystals? They was just opening up a new location. So we was there to clean them up, get them ready to go. And one guy was working with the construction people, and they was not working with us, and he was just going off. He was just cursing and everything, because apparently the boss man had said something to him. The way my daddy handled that surprised me. He just simply said, he said, "Young man, why are you so upset?" He said, "Now, the behavior you're showing now is not appropriate." And I'm like, "Okay, this is an 8th man with 8th grade education." He said, "Now, what you need to do, either you're going to calm down or you can leave." It wasn't even his employee, but he was trying to save this one person from probably saying something or doing something that could be a scar the rest of his life. And and that's how you have to do. You have to come, and someone had to be there and calm you down. And I think that's where our division comes. We're not coming in society now, in our world now. We just cannot get along because you can't calm some of these people down. Some of these people are so fired up about what's going on to the point they continue to do it because it brings attention to them. And with our social media, you see some of the things on social media like out fighting, all this kind of stuff. If people don't realize that is, that's illegal to do it, but because you're so angry and you are so difficult to deal with situations, and you overreact.
And they're trying to draw you in.
You see, you end up and you put yourself in a bad situation. That when you run across somebody, Lisa, and you'll jump in after this, when you run into somebody difficult, this is time to develop your rapport. Develop your communication skills. Lisa said something earlier about this. She said about, you sit and actively listen to what they're saying. See, you listen to them. That's one of your first steps in effective communication. I have to actually listen to what you're talking about. Then I'll have a chance after you and kind of calm down a little bit and say, "Okay, now let me make sure what I heard. I want to make sure this is going on." So you have to develop that communication and try to make sure it helps you. And also, you can practice your empathy, too. That's the time to practice your empathy. You bring them off the ledge because they're on the ledge. They're on the top. And you ought to be able to bring them off the ledge because you're not, "Hey, young man, how can I help you? We can work this out if you allow us to just do this now." Come from off the ledge, and even though I'm not saying they're on the ledge, literally trying to do something beside, they're just at the point where they're so difficult to get along because they felt like somebody has hurt their ego. We talked about that earlier. They feel like somebody taking the truth from them when the standard of life is having your own truth. It might not be everybody else's truth, but it's your own truth. So those are a couple things that we can practice and use effectively. Before we go for the next phase, I want to let our sponsors, Mary Ruth Restaurant, present their information.
Are you looking for home-cooked food in a family-friendly environment? Well, look no further than Mary Ruth's.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant.
Located at 261 State Highway 106 in beautiful Georgiana, Alabama.
Great food in a family-friendly environment.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant offers home-cooked breakfast. All the fixings, you name it, they've got it. And not just home-cooked breakfast. Home-cooked breakfast, lunch, and dinner items. Mary Ruth's Restaurant specializes in a meat and three vegetables meal. And meat and three. Also, home-cooked hamburgers, Philly cheesesteak sandwiches, and much, much more. Seafood lovers.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant has seafood Fridays.
Barbecue Saturday. And it's all caught fresh and made from scratch, including the desserts and so much more. Mm-mm good. Stop by 261 West State Highway 106 in Georgiana. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Call today, 334-362-4032. That's 334-362-4032. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Home-cooked meals. Family-friendly environment. Great food. Who could ask for more in a restaurant? Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Breakfast from 7 a.m. until 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Lunch from 11 until 2. And dinner from 5 until 9. Barbecue Saturdays begin at 11 a.m. and last until 9. Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Home-cooked food with a family-friendly environment. Come on by. Sunday dinner from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m.
My. That's Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana, Alabama. You can give the co-owners a call, the husband and wife. That's Brother Marvin Lala Smith, member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, his wife, Sarah, Pastor Katrina Roper Smith. Both of them have been on our shows and did an interview and talked, and they didn't talk together. They talked at separate times about a couple things they were doing together and separately. So we appreciate them. The number is 334-549-0950. 334-549-0950. That's Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. So Lisa, as we move for looking at ways to deal with individuals effectively when they're difficult to work with, difficult just to be around, we got to push for all the skills that we can use or we may have already used in a process to deal with difficult people. I remember you said something about walking away after you have probably given all you can give at that time. Sometimes it's hard to walk away for some people, but we have to make sure once we listen effectively and we gave them some side of response and they're still difficult, it's not a whole lot you're going to do, because what it is, you're going to start taking it out on you because you're the horrible person.
They're trying to engage you.
Yes.
They're trying to engage, and then it's up to you. Like I said before about mindfulness, like I use mindfulness a lot. I mean, not just with difficult people, but it's a way of me focusing and staying present on what's going on, because this all relies on your ability to stay calm and focused, and also understanding you can't win with people like that.
Exactly.
And if you can't walk away, try to stare at somebody's forehead, because it's nearly impossible to do, trying to stare at this. And I say breathe and just try to find something, or even pick out the color red, like pick out how many color red can you find in a room or something, you know, find a way to distract yourself from what's going on specifically, because people like that, they're trying to bring you down. And they're trying to instigate you so that you're drawn in to have an argument with them.
Exactly. And that's truly what they're doing. They're attempting to get you involved. And see you react. Yeah. See how you react. You got to remember now, we have to practice and focus on self-control for ourselves. See, focus on what you can control and what you can't control. And I think that's really, I believe that in our title, can't we all just get along? One of the reasons I don't think people can get along, because they're trying to focus on more than one thing. See, this supercomputer called a phone have created a mind that, in some minds, Lisa said, they try to focus on 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 things at that one time. A lot is going on. And it become chaotic for them. And when chaos setting in, it's hard to kind of redirect people. You have to kind of walk away from them. So focus on what you can control as a skill. Because, see, you can't control all things. You know, one of the things I always say, Lisa, about what we can control is two things nobody can ever take away from you and ever control, even if you allow them to. They can't control the time. They can control how you use your time. You control that. And you can't. They can control your energy. See, the amount of work you're going to put on a job, it's going to be very, that's mean the energy you're going to put in. Can't nobody, I don't care what kind of job it is. They can't make you do no more than you won't want to do. And I found that out. I'm going to go back to you, Lisa. I was coaching the Mini Blue Moons, and we're a high school team. And we had a bunch of young boys because the previous 2 years we were very successful. We didn't win the state championship, but we was in the semifinals 2 years back to back. So we ended up with losing all the older boys and had a bunch of young boys. So when we was practicing, at the end of practice, we used to run gashes, people, you know, sprints. Now, run 100-yard sprints, 50-yard sprints, 40-yard sprints. And no matter how many times we ran it, those students, those kids were still running like they were running in slow motion. They was controlling their effort, and they was controlling their time. They knew if they kept giving a minimum effort, we'll realize y'all not doing anything, y'all can go home today. So that's why I use that as a control. So those 13, 14, 15, 16, 17-year-old boys understood dealing with grown men was that I control my time and I'm going to control my energy. And the reason why they was really not giving an effort, because sometimes we would practice like 4 hours. We'll be out there 4 hours, and they would be, God, coach, we need to go home. We went home and eat. You know, they were just talking like that. You know, I wasn't the head coach, but, you know, part of the coaching staff. I was assistant coach. But the ideal, I was trying to use that dealing with time and energy. See, when people focus their time and energy in the right place, we can be successful. A lot of things are going on that while we can't get along because people allow their egos, they allow their feelings to get into the way. And it's regardless of whether they at the highest level of government job and the lower level of the job. They allow their feelings to operate and control. Whenever you rely on your feelings and not understand that the feeling is nothing but an emotion, just like anger, just like grief. See, feeling, when you say, I feel this way, that means you're doing things based on your feelings. A lot of this, I think, is happening now is how can I do something to control what you're doing? You know, how can we, I can get the upper hand on you. How can I, I'm going to feel good if you're not where you need to be. All of these things are in the play, so that's one of the most important things. When you're dealing with difficult people, always try to treat those people, that person with kindness. See, kindness kills us. People don't realize this person is kind to you. Okay, I anger you, all right. You calm down, it brings you down. And when you treat you with respect, one of the things I go through, a lot of time I go through them, when I go through the drive-thru, I always say, thank you, ma'am, thank you, sir. And, you know, you could hear them that's like, I'm a teenager, and that man calling me a male and a sir. It's not the point. It's just letting you know that those are little small things. Train our young people. See, when they hear that, maybe when they go through nine, they'll do the same thing as well. Because we have to set some things in play. Sometimes we have to take a step back so we can push someone forward. And when we're dealing with people that are difficult, you have to take a step back and allow them to do what they need to do and focus only on what you can control. You can't control everything. We got to understand in our level of chaos right now, especially in our country, there's too many people trying to control everything. And you can't control everything. You can only control what God bless you to have the time and effort to put in. Lisa.
Let me tag on what you were saying. I'm going to look at social media for a minute.
Okay.
because I find I don't go on there. If you want me to see something, mention my name in a comment, and when I get around it, I can't. I've got too much going on right now, and the last thing I want to do is come onto social media and see some type of negative post or racist. I've reported people. I'll be honest with you, Dr. Lowe. I will not have that. I've deleted people. Somebody's got to get the last word in.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I noticed. Sometimes I'll sit, if I'm bored after working a 13-hour day, and I might just read through something, I'm like, geez, this person isn't even reading the post. Sometimes I don't even think they read my post because it makes no sense. Mm-hmm. But then I see people going back and forth. How come you're going back and forth? Does it really matter? Block the person's post. Don't read it. Don't look at it. That's something I've never fully understood, but it's a platform.
Mm-hmm.
And then people want attention.
Yep.
And they say things, and it creates, I wish I could find it. Michelle Pfeiffer wrote something, and it was very powerful what she wrote. I'll have to look for it and send it to you. But it used to be back in the day you'd say something and you just said it. Now when you say it, it's all over TikTok, social media. I mean, the way she wrote it, it's 10 times compounded now. Because even the adults are bullying on social media or not being respectful towards other people. And why don't you just either not comment, scroll past it, or just remove the person from your life? I mean, it's that simple. You don't need to get the last word in. Really, you don't. I'm telling you, as a mental health professional, it is not healthy. You don't need to get that last word in. And you don't know when that last word sets somebody off into something. Because then people start ganging up. Now, if you're on there, and I have some people I do look at, because they're like my friend Ed, but I said, I want you to jump in, but he's getting on a plane. Very knowledgeable. He's very smart. He does a lot of different things. And, you know, someone like him, yeah, I look at his stuff. Or you post good stuff, too. I mean, you want to see things that are not the end of the world, or you're fighting, or there's animosity. I mean, I try to put my kids up, and sometimes they give me a quote to put up. They'll listen to my, I'll show them my quotes on my thing, and they'll pick out the quotes for me to use, you know, because I want them to feel empowered, and, you know, they feel good. That a little thing like that can make somebody feel good, but when you come on and see all this negative stuff, one thing is you're educating, but it's another when you're getting into it, shaming people.
Yep. Yep.
That's the word that I was trying to think of before, shaming. You are shaming people because you don't feel good inside, and you're a difficult person, and you're not, you don't have the wherewithal to see it, and it's sad. Please.
Exactly. Very much.
Try to respect. Yeah, I mean, just try to, you know, I'm self-aware. If I mess up, I say I'm sorry. I have no shame. I mean, if I made a mistake, I did something wrong, I say I'm sorry. Being a business owner, lately, all I've been doing is apologizing.
Okay.
You know, I've had to apologize and different things because things are a bit out of sorts, but there's really no reason for this kind of behavior. But the only thing I can really think of is people with personality issues, that's their MO.
Yep.
That's the MO of a gaslighter, people that don't know how to connect.
Hmm.
Go within yourself to see what's going on within you.
That's it. You know, she have said a mouthful right then, because that was one of the things that was mentioned when it says about self-evaluate yourself. Self-examine yourself. Our biggest thing is we're around here, we can't get along with no one. Anybody. Anyone. How do you want to say? You just can't get along. Now you got to stop looking at the person that you can't get along. You have to start looking at yourself. Because you have to truly understand who you are and whom you are. Too many times, again, Lisa said it earlier, chaos. If you've been into something that was traumatic, trauma, a relationship that was toxic, and you're dealing with chaos, you bring that chaos in all phases of your life. Because, see, relationships are not just romantic relationships. You got family relationship, friendship, work relationship, church relationship, business. You got so many relationships, and if you have a chaotic mind, you bring that with you, and it's not a plus.
Yeah.
And what we need to make sure we do, two things I think is really important so we can attempt to get along, we have to be a little bit more sensitive toward other individuals. Sensitivity is very important.
Very important.
And everybody has to do it, not just people just giving and you never reciprocating. You have to reciprocate. If you feel like that people are in disagreement with you, sometimes you need to check yourself, assess yourself, and say, what approach can I use to deal with this situation? How sensitive am I toward what's going on? We have to always remember respect. You have to have respect. If you have respect for yourself, you can have respect for the next person. Even if they're going through things, that might not be what you're going through. So,
I'm going to jump in here because I've had some things going on with one of my businesses, and it's been very stressful. But what I find, what I've learned about me, I let people know, hey, I'm going through some stuff. And it's interesting the reactions you get. You don't get like, I check in on people. Do you think everybody checks in on me or on you? No. And I find like when you're open or say, hey, look, I'm going through a rough patch right now. You know, there's some things going on. I got to get situated. Honestly, people don't seem to care or they give you advice. What happened to just listening or what do you need? I always say that. What do you need? How can I help? What can we do? Do you need me to just sit with you? Because I'll say that to people. I'll say, do you need me to listen or do you want feedback? Because, or do you want both? I'll do whatever it is that you, what is it that you need right now?
Exactly.
But because people want to just tell you to do,
there you go.
It doesn't work like that. And I know for me, I don't work well like that. I need someone to say, okay, here's this, what's going on, here's that one. And I met this really nice girl, and I'm going to mention her name on here, Simone Marie. She's wonderful. She just moved here a year ago, and she does coaching, and she does spiritual. She does a lot of different things. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I met with her Monday, and we had a really long talk about all these different things. But, guys, people just need support. They don't need to hear what you need to do this, you need to do that. No, that's not being helpful right now because person, and I know for me, I'm trying to find solutions, you know, for what's going on right now. And we all go through it, but it's really not productive. You're just making somebody feel worse, I think, than they're already feeling. And that to me is a difficult person. A difficult person is going to be that. Like if I call you and I say, Dr. Lowe, I need some guidance. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm calling you because I know you'll be straight with me. Same with my uncle. Like you'll both tell me like, hey.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Much as I love my dad, I don't always go to my, you know, but I know certain people to go to that are just going to be supportive and loving and give some kind of direction. But there's other people now I'm learning. I'm just not saying. I'm just going to say all good.
Yep.
Awesome. That's going to be my new answer because, guys, sometimes people are trying to figure things out or how to solve them, and it doesn't help when you're being difficult towards them, if that makes sense. because difficult people can tend to make things worse for the situation because they think they know everything, and that's not. And if someone's not asking for feedback, just listen to them. Maybe they just need to process it with you.
Exactly.
Or guys, learn who not to talk to. How about that one?
That's a good one right there. And, you know, I found that out even myself personally. You know, sometimes it's just being, having that ear to just listen to individuals. And
yeah.
You don't have to offer, they really, really just don't have a sounding board. You know, I have a backside to that, and I won't say what it is for, you know, for me dealing with that. But see, it's truly making yourself available because of what kind of energy you have. But besides that, be a effective communicator. We have to work on that. Every one of us have to work on. Kind of like what Jim wrote. Jim wrote typed in. He just said people have taken leads from certain people in either political or social media. And where they are believed, where they believe it is completely okay to attack and belittle person.
Thank you.
These days, and that's just truly to the point. So what we have to kind of get to the point is understand that to have a enjoyable life, see, it is not all about. See, people say always have to say happening. With God, God is excited when you have joy. You know, you know, happy come and go, but joy will stay there for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they spoke up in our Christian belief. You got to have joy. So what you have to do is make it simple. Be effective communicators by listening, using a thought process, and then articulating when there's time to articulate. Understand who you deal with. You recognize who you're dealing with. And you see they're negative, you try to be as positive as possible. Don't ever forget that. Don't try to go back and react to what they say, because some people try to get a what we call a rise out of you, see how you're going to respond to it, see if you're going to break the coolness you have. And that what kills them is you don't respond that way. So always consider what you're hearing before you respond. Think about, is it about... is my time worth going back and forth with that person about this? Because if I evaluate myself, I already know that I don't have to do that. There are some people, as Lisa said, just going to want to be right. They're going to want to talk all the time. They want whatever they think they tell you, they think is right. So they believe is right for everybody else. And there's always your side of the story, the other person's side of side of the story, and the truth in the middle. It's always there, so there's always three sides to the story. So keep that in mind when you're dealing with difficult people. But as we get ready to close out, Lisa, I got to give a shout to and let our sponsors get credit. We have TriStat LLC. It's a consulting firm to meet your needs. If you need a consulting firm to work with you, if you've already been awarded a grant and to help you to administer that grant, and also put your a final analysis of what you have done and to the grantor, Mr. William Scott, and the number is 334-320-5438. Mr. William Scott, 334-320-5438. Check them out, TriStat LLC. And we have Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace. We want to play them. We don't want to forget none of our sponsors because they're investing in what we're doing.
If you want to purchase some of the best soap and perfume scents in South Central Alabama, contact Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace. The owner is Miss Jennifer Jackson. Contact number 251-369-1344, or go to Facebook. Type in Jennifer with one N, Jackson, or Charlie's Angel. There are several items like Bombshell, Chance of a Lifetime, Luddy's Lover, Straight Savage, Manpower, Goat Milk Lotion, at Coming Laverner Seesaw. So please check her out. Again, that number is 251-369-1344. Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace.
All right, go to Jennifer Jackson on Facebook, Charlie's Angel. Give them a call at 251-364. That's 1344. 369-1344. Give them a call. Talk with her, the representative, and set up your product that you want to purchase is online. Also, we want to give a shout-out to our co-sponsors, the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. We have to do this because I hear from them, and make sure they give me a call. They'll say, "Brother, if you ain't playing our ad, you ain't playing any information." I say, "I'll make sure I do that. I'm proud to be able to do that." So we have Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter, Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, Greenville, Alabama.
It's been a pleasure to talk about the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter in Greenville, Alabama. The most progressive Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. They're providing service. They're standing up to the motto, culture for service and service for humanity. If you want to contact those brothers, you can go to Facebook, Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville, or you can go to Instagram, and that's Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. And if you want to tweet them, those brothers, that's Zeta Phi Sigma _ 10. Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, we're proud of you. Make it do what it do.
And then most progressive chapter, Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. So those brothers are Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter, Greenville, Alabama. Give a shout out. At least as we get ready to close out, I just want to share with everybody on tomorrow, I have an awesome show planned. That's straight, straight talk, no chasing, coming back. And we're going to be just talking about relationships. We're going to have the acronym of fear versus sign. We're going to talk about what are the fears with the other relationship. What are some of the sign language that you see that causes people not to be in relationship or stay in relationship or be in marriage or stay in marriage? We're going to talk about that tomorrow. It is 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, and that's 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we're just going to come at you hard, and, you know, we're going to make it do what it do. I'm so glad because we're going to be responsible. We want you to have a long-lasting relationship that will turn into a long-lasting possibility, marriage or something like that. That's what we're pushing for. This channel is all about that. I'm telling you, I tell everybody, I push it every day. I start working with our boys. I start with our young men, trying to get men prepared so they can be able to ask someone to marry them and stay in there because we all go through phases in our life. So we're going to talk about that tomorrow. That's straight talk, no chasing. And you can have any libation you want to have. It's happy hour, drink what you want, enjoy yourself, take what you want. If you fall out talking, it's fine with me. We're going to be on about an hour and a half, 90 minutes, and we're going to be talking about some things that are dealing with relationship. The fear, the acronym of F-E-A-R, or sign language, the acronym of S-I-G-N. And some people say, "What is that? What is that?" See, I'll tell you tomorrow. That means you got to check us out so you can find out what the acronym means. Truly, truly, we look forward to doing this. This is just one of the opportunities we're giving back, and we truly, truly want to. Now, Lisa, as we get ready to close out, our title, as you remember, can't we all just get along? Rodney King said that many years ago, went over 25, maybe 30 years, we look back, and we're still not able to get along. But the point is, we have to continue to talk about it. We have to bring it in the forefront. We have to be at the table, the round table, to talk about it. Not always your leaders. Let the people from the ground roots level. Down at the grassroots level, at the ground level, talk about it. because that it affects them more than affects some of you all when we are living in our gay community. We don't see a lot of this, but we need to bring everybody to the table. So Lisa, as we close out, what are your parting words for our awesome group of individuals that's joining us tonight?
I have many, but I'll try to keep it. Just be kind. Be mindful. Show more respect. Be good role models. We have to be the role models. You know, athletes, actors, government. They're not really our role models. You're a role model, Dr. Lowe. I'm a role model. And I always say, you know, I'm given a space, and I use my space wisely, and I use it to bring good, and I know I bring good, and I know my program brings a lot of good, and it helps a lot of people, and this whole division and disconnection and people not talking, I'm going to tell you something. You don't know the last time you're going to have a conversation with somebody. You don't know when somebody walks out that door, gets in their car. You don't know if they're going to come back. And you don't ever, ever, ever want to have a regret that you had some type of an argument or a falling out over politics or the government or all these rules going on. We can't really do anything about all that. All we can do is put out there the good and educate, like you say. I'm big like you on education, inspiration. And I always say, and I'll put it in my post, you know, my kids are my greatest teachers. I learn more from them than I do from anybody. Just keep in mind difficult relationships and difficult conversations. We all have to have them. It's just a matter of our reactions, how we deal with it, our perception of it. You might read, I do it too. Like I'm doing 20 things at once and I know I need to stop. But you might not be hearing something correctly. Sometimes you just have to stop and listen. And, you know, my hope is that it gets better. I think it's going to get worse, and then it's going to get better. That's my thought on it, that it will get better. There's light at the end of the tunnel. There's light around us. And whatever it is you need to turn to or whatever's causing you such anger, is it really worth it at the end of the day? Like, is it really worth you getting that worked up? And something Deepak Chopra said, you don't react right away. You take an hour or two. You think about it. Then you go back to it. You got to resolve it. But don't let things hang and don't be at odds with people, because I can't tell you how many times I've had someone sitting in front of me saying, I got into it. They acted this way. They did this. And then the person's gone and the amount of guilt that they feel. Try to just maintain healthy interactions and relationships with people, even if you don't like what they're saying. You might really love and like being around the person.
Exactly. I tell you, Lisa, that song. And I got, and I don't own the right. We don't write to this song, but I want to play this because she did something, and I'm gonna say it's like the song going. The title of the song is, and let's listen to it. And I'm gonna tell you, what she just said. I want you to think about it.
My man, Steve Rowland. get directed, let's begin. Party on, party people, let me hear some noise. EP's in the house, jump, jump, rejoice. There's a party over here, a party over there. Wave your hands in the air, take a dare, yeah. Say three words, can you get in there, say, whoa, there it is, thanks, man.
Wanted to play that with all the right to it. She said what she said was whoop that is, because tag team is back again. We're gonna make sure it happens from this point on. Tell the truth, prime time. We are coming back with Talking Real to You, prime time. We're gonna come back on the third Monday, and we're gonna talk about some issues that are part of political, educational, and some social issues. We're gonna do that. But we will be able to go back and make it do it. It's been awesome, Lisa. Hashtag responsible. Make sure you're focused on being responsible. Hashtag, make it do what it do. That's all you can do. Be responsible for you. You can't be responsible for everybody and everybody else's action. Keep on grinding. It's going to take hard work. See, the grind is on. We got a challenge coming ahead of us. You know, what's maybe the scariest thing to most of us is 2030. In our mind, 2030. Some of us in 2000 never thought about 2030. We're up to be at the 2030 in about 6 years. See, so it's 6 years in a, 6 years now in about 4 months. We're in 2030. So just think about it. We must get it together. And it's been awesome. You know, we got this. Hashtag, we got this. You don't have to worry about it. We're going to make sure we take care of our hand. That's why we're enjoying this on WPSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. Tell the truth, prime time, with an awesome host with the most. None other than Lisa L. Farrell. She led us on down the road, and I appreciate it. So, everybody, I want y'all to have an awesome rest of the night, and check us out tomorrow at 5:30. And it's truly, truly, it's going to be straight talk, no chasing. And as Lisa said, have a good rest of the week and a weekend, and we'll get ready to make this thing happen. It's going to be on. We got football again this weekend. Got a show on Friday. It's going to be called Balling with the Doc. We're going to talk about some football. You got the Cleveland Browns. Everybody professional going to start. It starts tomorrow night. But we're going to make it do. We're going early enough so we can sit there and watch Kansas City Chiefs play tomorrow night. We're going to make sure we can check it out. So it's all about what we're in the fall. We're having fun.
Sorry.
We're going to make it do what it do. So I'm looking excited by it. So have a good night. Be blessed. Take care of yourself. Love on your family. It's important because family is the greatest wealth that any person can have. Mm-hmm. Always remember that. And you can control your time and effort with your family. So I'm going to say to you and to Lisa, I'm going to say good night because I truly, truly enjoy our moment. Good night because it's love from my heart. And as I say good night, I'll say it like this. I love you. It ain't a thing you can do about it. So have an awesome rest of the night and have a great day tomorrow. We'll see you. Bye.